This poem is called The God of Pockets by Sue McLeod, and she lives in, or has lived in, Halifax, where she was the city's inaugural poet laureate, and she is also a writer. Her poems have appeared in many journals, and she's taught poetry at Dalhousie University and the Art Gallery of Ontario. The God of Pockets. The God of Pockets smiles on children, on their thumb-polished chestnuts, and what she in her benevolence sees is their innocent lint. She sees the lucky penny drop, knows the hunger of keys, knows what the landlord has tallied on his calculator, knows the man who sleeps outside the library, in particular, the flattened pack of smokes against his chest. She's held the knife that carved the crooked heart into the tree trunk, the referee's whistle, the Mickey of gin, the wallet and the picture in the wallet and the smile in the picture, the finally unbearable weight of a gun in its holster, weight of a secret held in. She's the god of tide pools, of harmonicas, marsupials, a mother bounding 40 miles an hour through the flatlands, Joey leaning out over the edge. She knows the way to a $10 bill, tucked in the last winter's coat on a flat broke day in spring, like one more thing that time's forgotten. And on bright days, when the swing sets and the iron rails of the monkey bars throw shadows, tall as office towers spreading to the outback, the God of Pockets speaks to children. Run, she says. Take what you can.